I guess first off, Greg, you have made it to the postseason after quite the successful regular season. What have your overall thoughts been on your season in general, despite the fact that you're 14-0 in district play?
Well, I'm starting from the beginning of the season. We knew we'd be talented. We knew we'd have a pitching rotation that was deep, and we also knew what the other teams that were in our section, district, whatever you want to call it, lost last year. So we knew we'd be successful, but our overall depth from 1 to, 17, 18 guys deep really surprised us. Very pleased with the way our pitching rotation has come together. Very pleased the way we've swung the bat. Our defense is solid up the middle. We're good on the corners. I mean, our outfield can cover a lot of ground. Just, we're a solid baseball team, and our record reflects that. But the boys have put in a lot of hard work, to get to the point we're at right now.
Are you surprised you're 14-0?
Yes and no. Like I mentioned, we knew we'd be good. I thought we'd probably have a hiccup here or there, or, during the summer, kids are gone, for different reasons, vacation, camp, things like that. To make it through the season 14-0, and then, we actually only lost two games all season, and they were both close. You can't even really call one of them a loss because we only played 2.5 innings in it. So, I'm just overall very pleased with the way the boys have played baseball all summer.
Greg Dobitz is our guest, the head coach of the Oaks Babe Ruth team here on the Metco Sports Show. Now you go into the tournament, Greg, starting on Saturday. I guess first question in regards to that is, do you feel that there's a bullseye on your guys' backs now since you're the number one seed?
Right. There always has been a bullseye on the number one seed's back. Everybody looks to the top brackets of a tournament and says, okay, that's the team we have to beat. It's not as prominent, as a single elimination tournament would be, like I'm used to in football, or like you're used to in wrestling. It's a double elimination tournament where you can work your way back to the championship game. We're in a very desirable spot. We're the number one seed, so we're going to play the team that had the worst record in the league throughout the season. And then to be beaten out, we got to be beat twice. And I'm not saying we're going to walk through the tournament by any means, but we're in a good spot, and I like where we're sitting.
How much does the 9 o'clock start time Saturday morning affect things?
Shouldn't affect anything at all. We knew, the last 3 weeks we've been talking about that being an issue, and there's some logistical things that we've had to figure out. And, with myself being gone the last 2 weeks to coach in the Shrine Bowl and then now to be gone for a week in Texas doing some school training, Taylor Potasik, my assistant coach, and my parents have been lighting up the emails and text messages trying to get all the logistics figured out, what time we're leaving, who's driving, where everybody's staying, and things like that. But as far as baseball goes, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's not going to be an issue. The boys are going to strap them on, and we'll be fine. I don't think it'll be an issue at all.
All right, that's mostly off the field stuff you're just mentioning. On the field, what's the biggest thing you guys have to work on here in this tournament?
Consistency at the plate and consistency on the pitcher's mound. The teams that are going to throw strikes are going to be the successful teams in the tournament. I like our rotation. We go four guys deep, and then we've got three or four guys that can come off the bench and throw strikes if we absolutely need them. Bryce Meehl, John Tyre, the Kelly boys, Michael and Cole. We've got Grayson Roney, Caleb Sell, and Colin Knutson, those three that in a pinch can come out and throw strikes. And then at bats, every single at bat, we've been talking about it since the first day of practice. We have to have a plan, and we have to be smart. We're not going to see the best pitching, at the level we play, so we can't chase pitches. I've been preaching it to the boys all season long that, you know, a pitch that's high and outside, it might be in the strike zone, but if we're ahead in the count, that's not a pitch we want to swing at, because all we're going to do is pop that up to the first baseman, or we're going to, you know, ground it out to the pitcher. So we've got to wait for pitches that are in our zone. Once we get behind in the count, we might have to chase a pitch, and we might pop it up to the first baseman, but then you got to tip your hat to the pitcher and you know, give him his due too. But if we can be consistent throwing strikes, getting outs on the mound, and then giving quality at-bats 1 through 9 through the order, I really like our chances.
Greg Dovitz is the Babe Ruth coach at Oaks. He is joining us here on the Metco Sports Show. Obviously, you guys are heavily favored. What other teams out there do you think have a legitimate shot at the title, and is there a dark horse out there in this tournament?
Well, our league is kind of a different look than it's been in the past couple of years. There's us at the top, and then there's four teams that are right there in the middle, and then there's those couple that are at the bottom that, you know, they're at the bottom for a reason. They're young, they're inexperienced, they don't have much pitching. You know, obviously we're the top of the bracket right now. But you got to look at Linton, Steele, Lemoore, and Valley City, and I like all their clubs. I personally didn't get to see Steele play against us. I was out of town doing other things. But from what I heard, the reports I heard, they've got a solid top of the lineup, decent pitching. You know, Lemoore is a team that. They're a good baseball town. You know, those boys know their baseball. They're well coached. Valley City's probably the deepest lineup in the league behind us, 1 through 9 hitting wise. So if they're on and stroking like they can, you know, they're a tough team to beat. And then Linton is a scary team. They've got probably one of the better pitchers besides who we can throw up there in the league. If I had to give you a dark horse, I'd almost say it's Valley City, the number 4 seed, just because they're the deepest lineup that I've seen. If you were looking for a dark horse, and then obviously Steele's is the number 2 seed, so that, you know, you got to like what they can do too.
Okay, we'll get you out on this here, Greg. What will be the message to the guys Saturday morning, and will that message at all change throughout the tournament?
Well, I hope it doesn't change. If it's changing, that means something's going on that we haven't foreseen, or that we're doing something. The message, and I already mentioned it, would be consistency, and it's been our message all year long. I tell our kids that are pitching on that day, I always tell them, pump the strike zone. You know, if we can continue to do that and then battle at the plate, I like our chances. Our defense is gonna pick it better than anybody in our league. Our outfield's better. Our infield is solid. Our first baseman's one of the best in the league. So we're going to take runs away from kids, from teams, because of the way we play defense, but it's the consistency on the mound and at the plate where games are going to be won and lost. So as long as we can be consistent, I like our chances, but it's a grind. It's a 4-day tournament for the team that's going to win it. And, you know, a possibility of 4, 5, 6 games in those four days. And if the weather is going to be like it has been, it's going to be a long 4 days. The boys are going to be tired. We're going to be sick of driving back and forth. So if we can be consistent, I like our chances.